Welcome to This Week in SEO and Marketing. I'm Christopher Lara, and here's a quick breakdown of the latest SEO and marketing news. And what shouldn't be a surprise to anyone, site speed still matters. And 26,000 different landing pages, ranging from extremely slow to extremely fast. As in previous studies, the results showed that for every second you can shave off your page load speed, conversion rates went up. Pages that loaded in under 1 second converted at a rate of around 2.5 times higher than pages that loaded slower than 5 seconds or more. But the gains weren't limited to fast versus slow pages. The difference in conversion rates between fast pages, 2 second load times, and really fast pages, under 1 second, was also more than double. In other Google news, John Mueller responded to a thread on Reddit saying that having too many heading sections as deep as H6 can be a waste of time for SEO. So maybe stop at H3. Anything more than that isn't really going to lead to an increase in ranking. Then again, if your heart is set on using H6, go nuts. You aren't hurting anything. It just might not be a great use of your time when it comes to SEO. Google's Martin Split recently reminded site owners that Googlebot doesn't scroll through pages. So when infinite scrolling is implemented on a web page, it can cause issues with how the content is indexed in Google Search. What Googlebot does is land on a page and crawl what is immediately visible. Googlebot cannot crawl content that loads only after a page is scrolled. Please note, native lazy loading for images is fine, and using Intersection Observe API is acceptable as well. Just don't use lazy loading for key web page content and test your implementation with something like Google's Rich Results Test that allows you to view the exact content that Googlebot is able to crawl when it lands on a URL. As part of the Ask Google Webmasters video series, Mueller answered the following question sent in by a site owner. After a 301 redirect, how long does it take Google to start ranking the new URL instead of the old one? Mueller informed them that Google uses many factors for identifying a canonical URL, not just redirects. At a general level, a 301 redirect is just a signal for canonicization. Other key factors include internal links, sitemap, and all other references to the originating page. Depending on how other factors align, then Google will treat the destination URL as canonical. So update the links on your site to point to the new URL and swap out the old URL with the new one in your sitemap, if you want to get that new URL indexed in place of your old one. Send as many signals as you can to inform Google the new URL is the most relevant version for searches. Google had the following announcement on a new search update. Starting today in the US, we're rolling out a new message that lets you know when Google hasn't been able to find anything that matches your search particularly well. While you can still go through the results to see for yourself if they're helpful, the message is a signal that we probably haven't found what you're looking for. When Google is not quite able to match a user's query with relevant results, it will display the following message. It looks like there aren't any great matches for your search. In other Google news, Google announced that it is now requiring all US advertisers to complete a verification program in order to buy ads on the Google Ads Network. Google said advertisers will need to submit personal identification, business incorporation documents, or other information that proves who they are and the country in which they operate. Advertisers who are required to complete the advertiser identity verification will be notified and given 30 days to submit the verification form. Failure to fully complete the verification program within the specified time period may result in restrictions on advertisers' ads serving. Over on LinkedIn, LinkedIn engagement for posts about work from home is up 76% in the United States. That number is even higher in the Asia-Pacific region at 165%. Data shows it's the tone that makes the difference as to which content drives the most engagement. Messages that put people first perform best. More specifically, LinkedIn found these words were repeated most often in posts that received high engagement. Health, help, people, employees, support, social distancing, health authorities, public health, take care, healthcare workers. In short, empathetic employee branding is resonating on LinkedIn. Research conducted by an MIT researcher of over a million review site transactions and a survey of over 12,000 consumers may show that licensing credentials matter less than ratings and reviews. This may have implications for how all businesses can cultivate more sales. The research concluded, "Our work suggests that, at least for the setting of residential home improvement services, consumers pay much more attention to reputation measure than licensing signals, and more stringent licensing laws impose costs on consumers in terms of higher prices without corresponding benefit in terms of consumer satisfaction. We find no effect of the licensing signal on the hiring choice. We do find significant positive impact for each of the reputation measures, average rating, and number of reviews, and significant negative effects of prices. Surveyed consumers used the following words when describing their top three reasons for why they chose a particular company: price, cost, quality, review, recommended. The important takeaway is the importance of cultivating a positive reputation. That's all for this week in SEO and marketing news. See you next week.